welcome to the Fantasy Rewind Podcast. My name is Dylan Stoll. I'm your co-host, and I'm joined as always by my friend Mike.
Hey!
So today, we are continuing on with our Percy Jackson and the Olympians coverage from Disney Plus, and we're going on to episode
6. We take a zebra to Vegas.
All right. So before we get into the episode here, just going to go through the typical reminders where if you want to get in contact with the show, you can send us an email, which is fantasyrewindpod@gmail.com. Or we're also on Instagram, which is @fantasyrewindpod, or X, which is @fantasyrewind. We're not on the socials much, but we'd love to chat. All right. Without any further delay, Mike, let's get into this rewind.
Fantasy Rewind. All right, Dylan. So, and we take a zebra to Vegas. We start off with Percy and Grover and Annabeth in the back of this tractor trailer, which has a bunch of exotic animals that they pretty much say they are, well, the animals have told Grover that they've been abducted on the black market. They're not there legally.
Yes.
And it is things like camels and zebras, hence the title. And they are going to Vegas. And it's kind of a funny little scene. Well, before they get into the Iris message with Camp, it's a funny little scene because Grover's like, oh, hey, I've been talking to these guys. They're really clever. They're really smart. They got a plan
right,
on how to get out of here.
They have all worked out. They just don't have thumbs.
That was a really funny, like, cute scene. I love
that.
Yeah,
it was good.
And then you kind of see the Iris message. And they haven't really done too much with this, but there is a goddess of the rainbow. I forget her name. They may have mentioned it there, but basically, if there is a reflection of a rainbow, you toss a drachma into it. You say who you want to call, and she'll call those people. And that's kind of part of the Percy like communication system, because a lot of devices like telephones don't work for demigods. So they call the camp, and who do they get? None other than Luke. And he answers, and like, you know, they're saying, oh yeah, we met up with Ares and all this. And they kind of end the call, though, prior to really getting into any details. And Annabeth's just like, you know, we don't want the wrong people to find out this information. Mm-hmm. And it's revealed what Grover had said at the end of last episode, which is he knows who stole the Thunderbolt, and it's none other than the daughter of Ares, Clarice?
I think so.
Right?
Something like that. But yeah, Ares' like daughter from the camp, the bully from the camp.
Yes, the bully from the camp, Clarice. And Clarice is a really cool character as the series goes. She is one I did not particularly like at the beginning. And we haven't really gotten too much of her, but we've gotten enough to know that she's not a great
person.
And I'm excited for us to flesh her out as we go through, hopefully, a few more seasons of this show. Now, they end up getting to Las Vegas, and the animals are just kind of meandering around. Their great escape plan was basically just walking around. Pretty funny. They're looking for the Lotus casino, because that is where Hermes is going to be, and they find it because it's just like there's a giant lotus on top of it. They go to it, and they quickly kind of connect to a story in ancient mythology where
Odysseus,
this island, yes, Odysseus, and the lotus flowers, and how it would make people forget everything about themselves and why they were there. And that is the same here. And as they come to realize, it's actually also because it's pumped in the air, like it is in casinos, right?
Yeah.
The air is, like, recycled or whatever. I forget the whole thing with casino air. But anyway, they're in a environment that's meant to make you forget why you came in and to get you to stay, right? And that's kind of, like, a fun sort of, like, connection to Las Vegas casinos and
the whole what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas type of mentality.
Yes. And they end up splitting up here. Grover's kind of going by himself to search for Hermes, and you have Annabeth and Percy kind of going off. The two groups sort of go around a bit. Grover does not find Hermes. Instead, he finds a legendary seeker of Pan, the god of the wild, and he's completely forgotten himself. And as you know, Grover's like talking to him, Grover ends up forgetting about himself and why he's there, and kind of ends up getting lost in the casino, and we don't get to him a little bit later on. Percy and Annabeth have been having some banter back and forth, and actually the other satyr's name was Augustus. Apologies. Augustus. And Percy and Annabeth are having some banter back and forth, and they end up finding Hermes, who is played by none other than Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Mm-hmm. Hamilton and, fame.
Hamilton fame. And love it. Love it. He's kind of just sitting there in like a sweater, and I'm just like, huh. I was like, he looks really casual.
Yeah, you don't look much like a god.
Yeah, for the god of travelers. But they end up getting in with him, and they're talking kind of like parents and sons here, and he talks about how like he shouldn't have gotten involved with Luke and Luke's mother, and the person who told him not to get involved was actually Percy's dad, and he's like, I should have listened to him. And I thought that was a really nice interaction between him and, you know, Percy and Hermes, and kind of what sort of foreshadows a little bit about what happens towards the end of the season in some ways. This part of the book series. Anyway, they are there to get his car though, so they can travel to Hades.
Yeah,
to the for all intents and purposes. Yeah, and he basically shuts him down, says, no way, you're not doing this. Annabeth ends up picking his pocket to get his keys. They find they need to find Grover. They search around. They see him strapped into a like video game thing, and he's like, I almost found Pan. And there wasn't too much significance put on that, and I feel like there was almost a piece of this episode missing that really would have been nice to connect to what happens at the end of this first season with Grover. But they end up basically going out, finding a note on Hermes' car that says, like, you know, basically, you darn kids, like, just be careful with my car, and, like, once you're on the road, you're a traveler, and you'll be under my protection, yada yada. He knew they were taking the car.
Right.
And so what ensues after that is Percy trying to drive the car and crashing it repeatedly.
It was sad.
It was pretty sad, but it makes sense, right? So after that, it's kind of the end of the episode. I mean, after that, they drive off. And I don't think I'm missing anything there.
You're really not. This was more of like a filler episode, which is weird because it is so late in the season. But like the big thing that I think you missed in the recap there was how Annabeth and Percy, when talking to Hermes, Hermes reveals to them that they've already been there for 4 days or something like that and missed the deadline that they needed to hit to prevent the war. And you're just like, holy cow, like, when did this happen? So it's almost like the audience got caught up in the lotus flower effect as well, which is kind of cool.
Yes. And I agree. They did get caught up in it without knowing they got caught up in it, which happens in the books as well. I like to, and I kind of gloss over this kind of quickly, but you get a lot more of Luke's backstory in this episode with his dad. You know, just kind of saying like, Annabeth tells Percy that Luke's mother is a seer, a mortal who can see through the mist. And this can often result in the seers losing their minds due to the overwhelming traumatic things they've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And that Annabeth said that Luke blamed Hermes for what happened to his mother, and he hates him. And this wasn't explicitly said, but Apollo is actually the god of seers and stuff. So it's interesting that he blames his dad, the god of messengers, so much. So there will be more of a direct connection there to that. But basically, something tragic happened to Luke's mom because of Hermes, or with Hermes' involvement. And we kind of got Hermes saying that a little bit with that.
Just like with Hermes getting involved with Luke, with the mother, and everything as far as, like, making himself known to Luke, or...
Yes.
Okay. I know you're not wanting to talk too much and reveal any spoilers, you know.
I know. I'm really, like, it's really hard because, like, you can get into so many deep holes that are through this.
But the episode, like you said, ends with our heroes kind of grabbing Grover, trying to refresh his memory, and basically booking it down to the underworld, or to the location where the entrance to the underworld is. And like I said, this is more of a filler episode, so there's not as much to talk about and break down in this one here. But I did find it very interesting that the famous, like, seeker for Pan that Grover ran into basically brought him to this VR video game where the goal of the game is to seek out and find Pan. And
it is really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good way to kind of incorporate modern technology into the story. And it did make it, I don't want to say, like, it made it, like, more relatable or anything like that, but it kind of, like, reminded me of how there's, like, those stores at some malls that have, like, the VR games, and you, like, just walk past and you see all the kids in there, like, with the headsets on, playing around, jumping around, doing their stuff and everything, but only in a casino, which apparently kids can walk into, and you don't need to be carded, you don't need to be 21 or any of that. Maybe the gambling age is lower in Greece, or ancient Greece.
Maybe. At the end of this episode, though, I'm trying to remember, they did appear on the beach, which is where they were trying to go to meet Poseidon, because they were going to meet his dad.
That's right, yeah. That was the pit stop before they went to the Hades entrance.
Yes, and unfortunately, because the deadline had passed, Poseidon couldn't wait there anymore because he had to go marshal his army and his troops, and he did see a water nymph, mm-hmm. The ocean nymph, who gave him these pearls to basically help return to the ocean.
Ways to get out of the underworld once they go there.
Yeah. So, that's pretty much the breakdown of that episode. What were some of the things that jumped out out to you as being, like, maybe important or you were curious about outside of what we've already talked about?
I mean, honestly, outside of what we've already talked about, nothing really too much, because, like I mentioned, like, unfortunately, I feel like this was more of a filler episode, and, like, the biggest parts that were interesting to me were just Percy and Annabeth's interactions with Hermes, the backstory for Luke that Hermes ended up giving, and just, like, the lotus flower air being pumped into the casino itself, I thought was very interesting, because Percy and Annabeth, when they first walk in there, they're like, nobody eat or drink anything. We don't want to forget ourselves. And it's like, you walked in here. It's too late. It's in the air. So there was no escaping it.
Yeah. And that is a big deal. So I am glad that you kind of picked up on that one. Or you brought that up too, because I had forgotten to mention that. Yeah, I would agree completely with you. This episode, for all intents and purposes, was like a filler episode. Outside of the backstory bits, even like having the other hunter for Pan there really didn't do too much. Like,
yeah,
he was there, but he didn't remember himself. He's supposed to be this legendary hunter, and he got just lost there. And it's kind of sad. But one thing that Annabeth said at the end that I thought was really kind of like a beautiful line was just that, you know, we didn't forget ourselves because we were together. Mm-hmm. It's easy to forget who you are when you're by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was just such a great line. I walked away from that episode and I just was like, that was such a good line. And I don't remember if it's in the books. And I really need to go back and reread this first book, because I'm going to reread it and be like, oh, this was so different. And we'll have to have a whole other episode.
Yeah, just where I just rage talk about silently until we record again afterwards.
Yeah. But that's kind of it for me for this episode, Dylan.
Yeah, I got nothing else for this one here. We will come back next time and get into the penultimate episode of Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Yeah, where we get to go and see, I think we're pretty much all the money was spent, honestly, like when they go to the underworld.
Oh, yeah.
Visual effects there. Beautiful.
Best part of the season. All right. This is going to be Two Nerds signing off. See ya.
See ya.